can I cut expenses? Assuming you've done all you can to increase your rental income, is there anything else you can do to get closer to break even on a property you already own? Can you cut your expenses? That, of course, is the big question. Fixed expenses. Taxes. There's very little you can do to cut your property taxes. It might be possible to have the property reassessed, but unless market values overall have dropped, a revaluation is just as likely to result in a higher assessment as in a lower one. This is most likely a fixed expense that you have to pay. Insurance. As with taxes, insurance tends to be a fixed expense. You could shop around for a cheaper policy, but remember, in addition to fire insurance, as a landlord you also need high liability insurance in case a tenant gets hurt on the property and sues you. Again, there's probably little you can do here. Maintenance. This item covers routine expenses, such as paying the water bill and lawn, pool, and garden care services. Repairs. This expense is actually a reserve. You put away $50 a month so that when a $500 water heater goes out, you have the cash to pay for it. If the house is much older, $50 a month is probably not enough. You might have to put away several $100 a month to be ready to repair a roof or heating system. If the house is nearly new and in good shape, you might be able to reduce this reserve. We are left with only one expense that we can control in some way, the mortgage payment. We can reduce the mortgage payment in a variety of ways. You can plan ahead so that if interest rates are high when you make your purchase, you can go for an adjustable rate loan. This type of loan typically begins with a teaser rate that is below market, often as much as 1 to 3% or more lower. The savings can be huge. Just keep in mind, however, that these teaser rates disappear rather quickly. Often within a year or two, your interest rate on the adjustable loan will rise to market or even above. That's the time to refinance, if possible, to a lower rate mortgage or to resell. On the other hand, if interest rates happen to be low when you buy, get a fixed rate 30-year loan. This will lock your mortgage into the low rate so that when interest rates rise, you won't find your monthly expenses going up. It's important to understand the relationship between how much you put into the property and your monthly expenses. The less you put of your own money into a property, the greater your leverage and, ultimately, your profits. However, your monthly expenses will be greater too because you'll have a bigger mortgage. On the other hand, the more you put of your money into a property, the lower will be your mortgage payments and the less difficulty you'll have in covering them with rental income. Put more down and you'll have lower mortgage payments, which, of course, are much easier to meet. But doesn't this fly in the face of the advice that says, use other people's money, OPM? The more of your own money you put in, the less of OPM you're using. Won't that reduce your profits? Yes and no. Your profits will also be reduced if each month you need to put money into a property to keep it out of foreclosure. In other words, if you need to make huge payments not covered by rental income, put less money down and you might get nickel and dimed to death. It's important to remember that buying and renting real estate is a balancing act. The closer you get to break even, the better an investment your property is. The ideal rental investment, in fact, will break even or produce a positive cash flow. Thus, use as much of OPM as you can. But balance that with your own money after buying right and getting the lowest mortgage payment possible through wise financing. Is there any other time when putting in more cash makes sense? As we've said, if you can find a property that offers high rent with low expenses and you finance the property wisely, you can get by putting in little to no cash of your own. On the other hand, if you buy a property with a lower rental income and higher payments, you'll want to put your money into it to reduce the mortgage amount to where the monthly payments are balanced by the rental income. Sometimes, however, your goal is not simply to rent the property out, but to turn it over for a big profit. When properties are appreciating rapidly, you may need a time frame of only a year or two, sometimes much less. During that time, you hope to resell for a big profit, to make a killing on a market upswing. So you may overlook the goal of buying close to break even and instead buy a property for which the rental income doesn't come close to meeting the expenses. In this sort of situation, putting in a lot of cash to keep the mortgage payments low can make sense. Think of it this way. If you have the cash, what else would you do with it? Your choices are limited. Stocks, bonds, and interest-bearing deposits. Chances are you'll make far more on it by putting it into a piece of real estate that has the potential to generate a quick profit. Besides, with lots of cash and a quick buy, you can sometimes persuade the seller to significantly reduce the price. I've known investors who had put as much as 50%, sometimes 100%, down on a short time frame with the intent of reselling. Ultimately, your decisions will line up with your investment goals. As we've seen, you can determine a property's cash flow by careful analysis before you buy. If you need to lower a negative cash flow for a property you already own, you can do so in the ways that we've suggested. However, always keep in mind that some properties simply will never break even or produce a positive cash flow, no matter what you do, short of paying the entire price for them in cash.